Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And, of course, I am coming to you live with holiday greetings, but just with a little southern flavor from cold but beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Well, how are you doing today? I just personally want to thank all of you for joining me from all over the world, specifically Christine from Australia, Audrey from New York, Dr. George from Iraq, and my friends Don and Misty in California. And my declaration over your life today is that you are a powerful human being, created in the image of God. You are capable and purposeful, and 2010 will be the beginning of the best years of your life. Well, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you, wherever you might be. I don't know what you have planned, but remember that love, family, health, and peace of mind are some of the most precious gifts that you can have in your life. So make sure that you take the time to appreciate and to be grateful for what you have in your life now. And, of course, you know that when you're grateful, more comes to you. Well, I am really doing fine here in Atlanta, excited about the holidays, excited about all of the miracles that have been manifesting in my life. You know, right now I am right in the middle of some very interesting circumstances, or should I say I am in the middle of a great learning experience. And as a result, I have really been applying what we've been sharing on my show, the Law of Attraction, other universal laws, and I have been practicing spirituality at a really deep level and just being. Because remember, one of the main purposes of this show is to equip you with knowledge and revelation so that you can apply it in your life so that when situations occur, that you can do exactly what I'm doing right now. So during the upcoming weeks, I'm going to be sharing with you the results of this very interesting time in my life. Well, can you believe it is almost 2010? We are only 11 days away from the new year, and next week I'm going to be coming to you, sharing with you some very exciting news about some upcoming teleseminars and coaching sessions that I will be conducting to help you kickstart your year so that you can deliberately create and design the life of your dreams. And I really just went inside of me and just felt that the Spirit said to me in my life that I am declaring that 2010 is the year of manifestation in my life. So that's just my declaration over my life. You may want to get your own mantra declaration and just begin declaring that and knowing that over your life. Well, today I am really excited. I say that every Sunday, don't I? But I really am. We have with me for the third time Antonio Thornton, and I've had so many emails when I sent out my e-blast. People were so excited that Antonio was coming back. He is the founder of one of the largest Law of Attraction meetup groups in the world. He is an author of the Law of Attraction workbooks and many other e-books. He's an entrepreneur. He's a father, and he's just a great guy. I told him prior to the call how much I appreciated all of the work and effort and articles and teleseminars, and he's just such a giver and really making a change in the world. So today we have with us Antonio Thornton, and we live in the same city, but we've never met each other. We'll have to change that. Antonio, welcome again for the third time to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, thank you, Constance. I'm glad to be back. Definitely glad to be back.
So how have you been?
Wonderful. You know, as you say, you know, life is just a series of learning lessons, and you know, they come in all different shapes and sizes, And the thing is that when you look at life that way, it becomes a lot more fun because one person may say, oh, I'm having all these problems, versus another who might say, oh, you know, I'm learning all these lessons, and the person who's learning the lessons is living a more comfortable, more peaceful, and joyful life when you choose to look at the things that come at you as lessons. And when I say that, I'm not just specifically meaning quote-unquote bad things or things that are not what we want, but there are a lot of things that open up the door that will grow and expand you, not from the problematic perspective, but you actually might be getting the things that you're asking for. So that's another big aspect of what can happen in life is, you say, I want this thing, and then, bam, here's the opportunity that shows up, and there's the opportunity for you to move forward in it. And that's what's been happening with me on a huge level.
Well, interestingly enough, the last time you were on the show, you said that you were going to be conducting an experiment where you were going to attract, I think it was a $40,000 car, BMW, and that you were going to just share with your meetup group some scientific proof about how you can really attract what you desire in your life. And I want you to share with our listening audience about that scientific study. What has happened to that, and what is the results of that?
Well, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Constance, because I had spoken with a couple of people about it who had asked me about it, and I went into explaining to them the whole process. And it was actually the car was almost $100,000.
Oh, $100,000.
So yeah, yeah, it was pretty expensive. But what I will tell you this, I actually stopped that experiment midway through, and one of the reasons why is, and this is so powerful, and I really want your listeners to really get this. You hear this a lot, talked about in the Abraham Hicks teachings and a lot of other teachings, is that you have to be 100% aware of how you're feeling, because your emotions are like a guidance for you to tell you when you're going in the right path and when you're not. And I have to tell you, about midway through, I really started feeling it wasn't just like this blaring siren, but I just felt this little nudge that just kept kind of poking me in the side, if you will. And I have to tell you, after really stopping and thinking about this, and this was after spending some time in meditation, really thinking about this, it boiled down to that little nudge, that little thing that was poking me in my side, was inauthenticity. Mm. And I say that for this reason. When I got when I had the conversation with one of my mentors about this, I was really inspired, I was really motivated to move forward in this situation or this experiment, if you will. But about halfway through, I really started recognizing, this is not what I want. This is not what Antonio wants. This is what my mentor wants. And it's not to say that that's a bad thing, because sometimes we can find motivations that are outside of us to help move us towards the things that we want. But the reality of it is that if you are not 100% in alignment with what it is you are desiring for yourself, you're going to cause some issues for yourself. And there's no doubt, no question about it. At the bare minimum, you're not going to get what you're striving for. And I say that because it's up to you as the individual to listen to that voice in the back of your head. Is this what I want, or is this what someone else wants for me? And a lot of times we're doing things on the behalf of, or for the sake of, or because of the influence of other people. I know a lot of people who are in professions right now who are absolutely miserable, but they got into those professions because their parents told them to, or they were forced to by their spouse, or whatever the case may be. And that is a surefire way to create misery for yourself. And like I said, during this experiment, I started finding myself feeling out of integrity by striving for this car that I really didn't want. Now, what I did want, and this is where the shift came for me, what I did want was the increase in income. And I got the increase in income, but not for the sake of the car. And that is why I say in every situation, you have to be really and truly clear on what it is that you want. It wasn't the car that I really wanted. What I really wanted was the income. And I also have to say, for my own sake, and I know this is probably a little ego mixed up in it, but I really wanted to know if I could do it.
Okay.
If I could just say to myself, I'm going to manifest tens of thousands of dollars overnight from nothing. And the ability to do that made me feel like a winner. So I don't look at the experiment as a failed experiment. I actually look at the experiment as having gained knowledge in a different area than the actual experiment was taking place. So in that process, again, I was able to identify what was authentically my desires, not the car. It was the money. That was what I was looking to achieve, and I achieved that, and that's why I feel great about it, but I did not get the car because that's not what I truly wanted.
You know, so, thank you for sharing that and for being mm-hmm. so honest and real, Antonio, because I think clarity is so important. I say it almost every week. What do you want? What is your true intention? And focus in on that. And so what you truly wanted in your spirit was an increase of income, and that's what you received.
Exactly. And I have to say, you know, you just touched on it, Constance, because I was even, like I said, I was in conversation with someone about this a couple of days prior to the call, and they said, well, you know, you're going to talk about that? You know, you're not going to talk about that, are you? Well, yeah, exactly. I am going to talk about that because, first of all, and you know, I'm not going to sit here and point any fingers or call any names, but I think a lot of times, a lot of these people who are out there teaching and talking about these things, they almost create themselves as these perfect entities, which, in my opinion, separates them, their teaching, if you will, from the people who are following them. They don't see them, they don't see the things that they're teaching as realistic because of, wow, you know, this person is, everything they want just pops up and blah, blah. And a lot of people can really, they end up disconnecting themselves from the teaching because of that very reason. So for me, and as I talk about on my blog, my life is one long rolling experiment that I share with the rest of the world for the sake of teaching the lessons that I'm learning to others in the process. So if I were to just hide all the quote-unquote negative things that happened to me, I don't feel I would be authentic. I don't feel I would be in integrity to the people who are following me. You know, I talk about my hurts. I talk about my pains. I talk about my quote-unquote failures. And again, you know, as you know, I don't typically call things failures, but some people can look at them. Yeah, exactly. They can look at them as that way. But I don't hide those things for the purpose of helping that person who's in that exact same position. You know, I put a video up on my Facebook page a while back, and, you know, if you wanted to get to that, it's facebook.com/Antonio Thornton. And I put a video up on that page about an incident that had happened with my daughter, and it was probably one of the most emotionally painful experiences that I've ever gone through my entire life. And I put this video up for the entire world to see, and I shared it with everyone. And Constance, you would not believe some of the emails I received after putting that video up. I mean, people were saying, you know, oh, my God, Antonio, I can't believe that you had the courage to actually put something like that up. I could have never done that, but I'm so glad that you did. You completely changed my life. And this one lady was telling me about how depressed she was because she was feeling a part of the same feeling that I was going through when I expressed myself in that video, was a feeling of worthlessness. And if you're feeling worthless, you know, looking at someone who just attracted a car or a house or whatever, those things can say, oh, wow, that's great for them, but what about me? But what I did was I put myself out there in that very vulnerable state. And she said, wow, if he could do it, I can do it. And those are the emails that keep me going.
Well, I just thank you for that because being true and being authentic and being real and raw, I think, is what really attracts people to you. because we're all learning, and so I just appreciate that. That's why at the beginning of the show I said what I said, that I'm really right in the middle of a very interesting learning experience. I could not have come on the air and not mentioned that. So I want to be really real because my listeners are my family, and so I would just really share with them. So, you know, you have one of the largest meetup groups in the world. And so what are some things that you've been sharing with your group? What are some burning questions that people are really asking you about the law of attraction and manifestation?
Well, you know, Constance, that's a really great question because I do get a lot of questions from a lot of people. And right now, the question that's being asked is about how to attract more money. But the underlining question really is, how do I live in a belief of prosperity and abundance in a world that is constantly dictating and telling me about lack, limitation, recession, depression, bankruptcies, and all these other things? Because the principles of the law of attraction do not change from month to month, from year to year. It's not that they work better during good economy times and bad during other times. The principles are the same. What changes, and the variable that changes in the equation, is us. That's what changes. So really the question, the underlining question is how do I maintain that belief? How do I maintain the things that I want to believe on a spiritual, on a fundamental level, but I don't see showing up in my reality? And my answer to that is pretty much the same thing time and time again, is you have to walk in your knowing. And what I mean by that is, I'll share with you one of the most powerful things one of my mentors shared with me. He said that your life will not change when you know what to do. Your life will change when you do what you know.
Oh, that's really
good. I end a lot of my calls and a lot of my interviews with that very, very quote, because it is so, so powerful. And the reason why it's so powerful is because a lot of us are walking around in this knowing, but we're not walking around in the doing. And the doing is just as important. Just in the Bible, it says, you know, faith without works is dead. And it's the exact same thing with the law of attraction. It's one thing to go about saying, I believe in prosperity, but it's an entirely different thing to go about buying the 98-cent peas versus the 99-cent peas, because you're trying to scrape pennies by because you feel or you're believing in this recession. And again, it doesn't mean that you need to go out and splurge and just go, you know, waste or just throw your money out the door. But when you find yourself depriving yourself of the things that you enjoy, when you find yourself in that poverty mentality, in that lack mentality, are you really exercising the belief that you have in the law of attraction? And the answer to that is no.
So how does a person begin to change a consciousness of lack and not enough and poverty to a consciousness of wealth and prosperity? What does that look like? What does that process look like for a person who may be listening tonight?
Well, Constance, I think it's a great segue into actually my new book that I just put out, which is called Money Magnetizers. Now, if you've ever followed me, if you've heard me on any other Constance's shows, you know that my primary focus with the law of attraction is about practical application. I think we've heard it time and time and time and time again about the concepts, about the theories, about how we should think and how we should feel. But not many people, almost none, actually talk about doing. What can you do on a day-to-day basis? Well, I put together a compilation of some of my absolute best law of attraction exercises specifically designed to attract money. And what this allows you to do is that it allows you to take the things that you know about law of attraction and actually apply them in a day to on a day-to-day basis. And that is what keeps you in that state of abundance, because you're doing the things that you know and not just knowing what to do.
So share with our listeners an exercise that they can use, Antonio, as far as building a wealth consciousness.
Well, one of the main exercises that I use, because, you know, I've had a lot of success with making large sums of money, and one of the exercises that I used during the time when I attracted about 100 grand in a week was what it was an exercise that I like to call bank on it. And how this exercise works is this: you go down to your bank, or if you have this in your home, you can already do it. Like you have deposit slips. But what you do is you go down to your bank. You just grab a handful of deposit slips. They're going to probably look at you crazy, but no one's going to say anything. But you grab a handful of deposit slips and you bring them back home with you. And here's what you do. The first step before doing anything, doesn't matter what it is, you know, Constance, the very first step of doing anything is getting clear on what you want. Because if you don't know what you want, you're not going to get it. So the first thing you do is you get clear on how much money do you want to start attracting to yourself on a monthly, weekly, daily basis. And let's just say you want to attract $30,000 a month. Well, what does that break down to on a daily basis? Well, it breaks down to about $1,000 a day. So here's what you do with these deposit slips. You start filling out the deposit slips just as you would if you were making $30,000 a month or $1,000 a day. You write in check numbers and check amounts. You write in cash. You fill in that deposit slip just as you would as if the money were coming in. You even tally it up at the bottom. Now, it may come up to maybe $1,200 one day. The next day it may come up to $800. But as long as it averages the amount of money that you want to make, you're doing great. So you take that deposit slip. After you finish filling it out, you close your eyes and you actually visualize yourself driving to the bank. Whatever direction you go from your house to driving to the bank, you see yourself getting in the car, turning that ignition, putting it in reverse, backing out, or going for however you leave. You drive down, you make your left, you make the right, you stop at the stop sign, you see yourself pulling up to that bank and getting out and taking that deposit slip in the bank and actually handing it to a teller. You know, I take it even a step further, you know, because the teller that was taking my money, her name was Janice.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, every time I went in there, she would say, "Oh, Mr. Thorne, nice to see you again. You're bringing us more money." I'd say, "Oh, yeah, Janice, how are you doing? How are your children?" And Bob, I would even go through that having a full conversation with her, really getting in that mode. And I got to tell you, Constance, I mean, it was almost scary. I have to say it was almost scary. But when I actually look back months later to the exercise that I was doing, I was absolutely floored to see that I was actually getting checks very similar. I mean, obviously it wasn't the same amount, but I was getting checks very similar to the checks, to the deposit slip that I was filling out just a month prior to. And that is how powerful these money magnetizers are, is because you're putting yourself in the place where you're seeing yourself making the money and not just visualizing, but you're physically doing it. You're taking a pen, you're writing it in, you write check number 1073 for $250.69. And you fill that in. I didn't even use a calculator. I actually tallied everything up using long addition, and I did that because I wanted to get in that mode. I wanted to get in the mode of actually adding that money up and seeing that money coming in. So that is one of the most powerful ones I've done.
So share with us the feelings and the emotions behind prosperity and attracting money that a person would have to feel when they do this exercise. I mean, because it's more than just doing the exercise, it's the feeling and the emotion behind it. Is that correct?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's one of the reasons why I emphasize, you know, writing these things down. Instead of just writing down, I want to attract $1,000 a day. I mean, that's great. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, that is much better than doing nothing. But actually taking this deposit slip and writing those checks down, and let me tell you another part of the exercise that I left out, is that when I actually wrote out the check numbers, I would close my eyes and I would see that check. I would see either a green check, a light blue, or, you know, whatever the color was. I managed to imagine at that time, I would actually see the check, and I would see the person's messy handwriting who was writing, you know, a check out for $500 to me or whatever the case may be, whatever that check amount was, I would actually see that. And I would get into that feeling place. How would it feel right now? How would you feel? And here's a question to ask in order to answer the question that you just asked, Constance. How would it feel if you walked out to your mailbox right now and you had $1,000 of unexpected money in the mailbox? How would you feel? You feel great.
Excited.
You would feel
screaming.
Exactly.
Calling
exactly.
My girlfriend saying, I just got a check for $100,000. Can you believe that?
Exactly. So that is the mindset that you want to get in as well when you're filling out that deposit slip. The exact same way that you would feel if that money were to come in right now, you want to get into that feeling place. Because just as you said, it's just as much about feeling as it is anything else as well.
So how did you feel, Antonio, when you received that $100,000? Was it, were you excited, or was it sort of normal because you had it before you had it?
Well, I have to say I was excited. I really was excited. And Constance, and this is one of the things that I tell people about that incident. That time, that period in my life, I was living in my brother's basement. It was probably one of the worst time periods that I had ever experienced financially and otherwise, but I was literally living in my brother's basement at that time when I attracted his money. So for me, it was life-changing. I mean, literally life-changing. I don't say that loosely. It completely changed my life because I was able to go out, bought a new car, got a house, and just started moving in the direction that I wanted to move in, both financially and just from my just where I was living. I mean, it was absolutely life-changing. Now, you mentioned something that was very, very important. You said, you know, having it before I actually had it. And yes, I was in that feeling place prior to, but to actually see those principles working on that level is always a surprise. It's always an exciting thing. I mean, it's yes, there is some level of expectation that's there, most definitely. But I don't pretend that I'm not surprised when I'm not excited when things happen, because I am. And that, I will tell you, that level of excitement is what brings upon more things.
It is
that level of excitement.
Because you have a certain momentum going. I know in my own personal life, sort of like you, nobody in my family had ever made $100,000. I didn't know anybody who made $100,000. But like you, I wrote it down, and I saw myself with it. I saw myself going to the bank. And it was really like $93,000, but it was so close. I said it was $100,000. And about 6 months later, I got a contract for $93,000. And like you said, Antonio, when that happens, you're on a certain vibrational level. And so, okay, if I did $93,000, then maybe I could do $150,000. And so, mm-hmm. I think what you said is so key about really you learn, you're knowing, and you're doing, and you're implementing principles in your life. And I just love the way that you've taken these exercises and really broken it down for people in very simplistic terms, so that they can implement it in their lives. And like you, I really think that's one of the missing pieces of the puzzle for the law of attraction.
Yeah, it absolutely is, Constance. And you know, the great thing that I guess I would have to say I've been experiencing is a lot of people have been emailing me and they've called me on the phone even to say, you know, thank you so much for putting this together. Because they, for that exact same reason, they were saying, you know I'm supposed to feel good, I know I'm supposed to think positive and all these other things, but now what? What do I do now? You know, how do I maintain in the, as a lot of people have even said, how do I manage in the real world? And you know, a lot of that is, again, goes right back to that same quote, is doing what you know, is actually putting the principles in place. One young lady said the exact same thing about, you know, you've made it so simple. It's so drop dead simple that you don't have to figure anything out. I mean, just like the bank on it exercise that I just shared with you. I mean, I tell you exactly what to do. Go down to the bank, grab a stack of deposit slips. If you don't have them at home, you know, grab a stack of deposit slips, fill them out, put the checks in, and you don't have to think about it. You just do it on a daily basis and just watch the money start coming in. And I did that because I have a very deep scientific background. You know, I study quantum physics, I study human psychology, so I have a very scientific way of thinking. So for me, I have to bring the thought back to the practical side of things because it just doesn't work for me any other way. I have to bring it back to that practical application of how do I use this on a day-to-day basis. And over the years, I've taken these exercises. A lot I've created myself. Some I've created with other people. Some other people have created that I've incorporated in the Money Magnetizers program. But I took all these things over the years and put them all in one place. And I did that because, and the reason why I included so many of them in there instead of just giving you one or two or three or four is so that you can choose the ones that are most comfortable with you and your personality. I have one in here that's called Checks in the Mail. And how it works is, and you're probably familiar with this, but what you do is you take anywhere between 5 and 10 of your own checks and you write out the checks to yourself, whatever amount that you want to see coming in, $5,000, $10,000, whatever the case may be. You take those checks, you put them in envelopes, and you stamp the envelopes. Now, here is where I kind of differ from where a lot of other people talk about this same exercise. What I do is this. Once you take that blank envelope and put the stamp on it, give it to one of your friends and have them, in their handwriting, fill out your address on that envelope. And once they do that, you tell them, I want you to mail this to me at some random time within the next 6 months. It doesn't matter. Just make a note somewhere, put it on your calendar to mail this to me in the next 6 months. Now, a lot of people ask, well, why do you have your friends write it in their handwriting? Well, here's why. When they mail that check, let's just say it's 2 months later, you've completely forgotten about it, you open up the mailbox, you see an envelope addressed to you, you don't know who it's from because it's not your handwriting. So you open it up and you see a check for $10,000 from yourself. Bam, you instantly put yourself in that feeling place. And that is, again, another powerful, powerful exercise that a lot of people have seen some amazing, amazing results from. And like I said, for me, I understand how human psychology works. That's why I'd say use your friend's handwriting instead of your own, because when you see that check addressed out to you in a different handwriting than your own, you don't know what it is because you've probably forgotten it by that time. And because it's in a different handwriting, you get more excited about opening it up. So, again, another exercise that you can use that may fit your personality. And I've got another 40 of them in this new program.
So, Antonio, how can the listeners, do you believe that people can have money constantly flowing in their lives on a daily or weekly basis? And if so, how can they do that?
Well, you know, there's so many ways to create income. One of the ways is more esoteric than anything else, because I talk about this in another video that I did. It's called Stepping into the Money Flow. And what I mean by that is that money is flowing all around us. I mean, you can't walk outside of your home and not see abundance and prosperity. No matter what the news is saying, I mean, there are people still driving around in $100,000 vehicles. There are people still living in multi-million-dollar homes. It's not that the money has gone away. It's just money is flowing in different directions than it used to. Well, all you have to do is identify where that money is flowing and just stand in that flow. I talked about a very simple illustration. You know, if you were outside running and, you know, jogging and, you know, you got hot and you came inside and you wanted to cool yourself off and there was a fan in the corner, where would be the best place to stand? Well, you probably stand right in front of the fan.
Right, absolutely.
Well, why would you stand in front of the fan?
Because the flow of air would be coming directly on me.
Exactly. Well, why can't you do the same thing with money? You stand in the flow of money, and the money will come directly to you. And I say that because there's so many money flows that are out there, but most of us, we tend to stay in areas where money is not. Now, it's not to say I want to make sure that, you know, I'm very clear about this, because when I talk about working in jobs, you know, some people think I'm telling them to go quit their jobs. I'm not telling you to go quit your job, but what I will say is that typically jobs is not the place, your job is not the place where money is flowing. It's typically not. You may be getting a steady paycheck, but that is not where the money is flowing. It's not flowing to you. It's flowing through you and up the chain to the person who runs the business, but that's where the money is flowing. And you have to do the exact same thing, is identify where money is flowing around you. You know, what opportunities are there available around you that you may be ignoring? What things are you not seeing? And you have to get in the way of the money. You know, there's so many opportunities. I mean, you could start a vending machine business. You can start, join a multi-level marketing company. It doesn't matter, because there's so many different things that you can do to get into the money flow. Like with the economy doing what it's doing, again, I say very specifically that it's not that the money is going away, it's that the money is being spent differently, it's going in different directions. Well, how can you move from where money was flowing into where money is flowing now? There are a lot of people who are making money right now based on what's going on in the real estate market. There are some people who are losing their shirts, but there are some people who are making billions of dollars right now because they are standing where the money is flowing now versus where it was flowing 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago.
That's great insight. Thank you for that. Oh, mm-hmm. Give me your take on visualization. How important is that? Do you do that every day? Should a person do that every day when it comes to seeing themselves prosperous and wealthy? How should our listeners really implement visualization into their lives?
Well, Constance, as I talk about all the time on my blogs and all my programs, I really don't feel that there's anything, there's any such of it as a one-size-fits-all. And I say that because I know people who have a very, very difficult time with visualization. They just aren't those visual people. When they close their eyes, they see nothing. And they can't see those types of things. And it is so, so important that you recognize about yourself that there's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. You're not less than. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just that you're not that type of person. I mean, just like with learning, there are multiple different modalities of learning. Some people are auditory learning. Some people are kinesthetic learning. They learn by touching and feeling. Some learn by hearing. Some people learn by seeing. Some people learn by reading, reading a book versus watching something online. I mean, this is where it's important for you to know about yourself, but there's so many different ways you can do that. So I would be doing you a very disservice. I'd be a significant disservice, rather, telling you, well, yeah, you should visualize every day. You should see your visions, see your goals and hold them in that place in your mind on a regular basis. Well, some people will try to do that, and they cannot do it. They cannot do it. That's why, you know, in my Law of Attraction workbook and the Money Magnetizers program, I provide many, many different modalities of learning and implementing these exercises so that you don't feel left out. You don't feel that there is this one way, because there is not one way. Visualization is one aspect of seeing your goals and seeing your dreams and the things that you want to desire, that you desire. It's a very, very powerful exercise if and only if you have that ability to be able to see things clearly in your mind's eye.
Thank you for sharing that, because I feel the same way that you do, that there are different paths and many ways that people can manifest, and you have to know yourself, know what worked for you. For me, visualization at night is best for me. In the morning, my mind is racing on so many things, so I had to learn that about myself and implement that into my life. And we have a question from the chat room, Antonio. They want to know, how do I deal with the fear of lack in my life? All of my family have lived in such extreme poverty, it's very difficult for me to change my consciousness. Give me one step where I can begin to deal with fear of lack in my life.
Well, I'll give you a lot of things you could do. The first thing is to start associating yourself with people who have the belief in prosperity and abundance. Start spending as much time as you can around those types of people. Another is, I don't know the person who made the comment or asked the question, but I can almost assure that they're probably watching the news and reading the newspaper and participating in all the doom and gloom that's been going on. And I'm going to just take a really quick side note, and I'm going to come right back to what I was saying. When you read in the news about the economy, the recession, and all those types of things, if you have the ability to do this, guys, I want you to try this, because this is a really amazing thing that you're going to find out. If you look back every year, doesn't matter, just 1 year. Today is what, December the 20th,
mm-hmm.
And if you go back to December 20th, 2008, 2007, 2006, you just keep going back and just find a newspaper or a Time magazine or anything. Every single year for the last 50 years, they've been talking about how bad the economy is. So is there ever a time where you see in the newspaper, hey, you know, happy days are here again? And no, because that's what sells newspapers, doom and gloom. So, you know, you got to ask yourself, you know, are we really in a recession, or are we just buying into a recession? And that's, again, I don't mean to get too far off on the tangent. I'll bring it back around. But the point being is that we are buying into a lot of what the media is telling us. We're buying into recession. We're buying into lack. We're buying into limitation. So eliminate those things from your life. So there's step number two. Eliminate the things that are facilitating your beliefs or the reinforcing that belief in lack and limitation. Thirdly, you know, it's not a ploy to sell my program, but find things that you can do on a daily basis to keep yourself in that positive flow. Now, you know, if it's doing something like the deposit slip exercise, do that. If it's doing something like the checks in the mail exercise, do that. If it's visualization, do that. Find the things that make you feel abundant, make you feel prosperous, and make you feel wealthy. Those are things that you want to identify and participate in those things on a regular basis. Another thing you may want to consider is, you know, writing down some positive affirmations. I am attracting wealth to me every. I'm attracting more and more wealth every day, and put it in your wallet. Put it in places where you can see it on a regular basis to keep yourself in that conversation of wealth and abundance and prosperity. I could probably go on and on and
right,
on for the
right.
remainder of the call because it's important for me that I provide multiple options so you can kind of choose the things that works for you and in your lifestyle. Now, one other thing that I want to say, and you know, it may even seem a little controversial, but, you know, stop hanging out with the people who are facilitating that type of belief. You know, and a lot of times people say, well, you know, well, it's my dad, or it's, well, okay, listen, you're going to have a conversation with your dad. You're going to have to say, listen, you know, this is what I'm doing right now. I'm going to need your help. And if I can't get your help, I'm going to have to talk to you a little bit less. And, you know, the thing about that is that, you know, a lot of people hear that and say, oh, my gosh, you know, I can't imagine saying that to my mother. I can't imagine saying it to my father, my brother, my cousin, or whomever else. Well, you have to ask yourself, is it more important for you to wallow around in the misery and the cesspool of poverty and lack, or is it more important for you to get yourself together and start attracting more wealth to you so that possibly you can help pull the rest of your family out of that belief system?
Absolutely.
You know, so that's something that you got to really, really think about, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I know I say it's controversial because it brings up the conversation of, oh, well, what if it's my wife? What if it's my husband? Well, ask yourself, is it more important for you to be in this relationship with someone who's bringing you to the level of lack, limitation, and believing in poverty, or is it more important for you to separate yourself, at least, even if it's temporarily, just separating yourself or even just spending less time with those people? You don't have to go tell them to jump in the lake. You don't have to go, you know, cussing them out. You don't have to do any of those. You don't have to just completely avoid them, but at least start spending less time with them and spending more time with people who are pulling you towards the lifestyle that you desire. So, again, I don't hold any punches here. You know, when you ask questions, I hope that people are open for the answers, because a lot of times, We are our biggest challenge to getting to where we want to get to, because we're holding on to things that are holding us back from where we want to get to. I can't remember who it was, but one of the sports coaches says you can't steal second base by holding on to first. So, you know, and that's again, it's a very powerful lesson to learn there. You know, if your family is acting like an anchor to your boat, you got to ask yourself, do I want to stay docked here forever, or do I cut my anchor and go off into the sea of abundance that I know is out there and available to me?
Well, I'm in agreement with you 100%, because I'm very careful who I associate with. I don't, you know, who's in my inner circle, Antonio. It would be hazardous to my health, my wealth, my life, my well-being, my purpose to really hang closely with people who are negative. I was recently with someone, and they said, you know, I'm broke. And I told them, I said, don't ever say that around me. And so I knew then that I could not really be a part of that person's life. I will help them. So I don't think that there's anything wrong at all in really discerning and making a decision that for now in my life, I need to do this and be and associate with these kinds of people. And then once I'm wealthy, then like you said, you can reach back and help your family and help your friends. But I think that that's a very, very important point. So
yeah, and you know,
sharing that.
Well, yeah, you're welcome. And you know, the airlines say that. You know, when you're boarding on a flight and they're going through the safety information, they tell you to, and you know, in the event of the lack of oxygen, you know, the face mask will come down. Put on your mask first and then help others in need. And that is a very, very powerful lesson. It's not about being selfish. It's not about being stingy or self-centered. But the reality of it is, you can't breathe, you can't help anyone.
You can't.
So, you got to look at it in that same way from a financial standpoint. If, you know, if you're participating in that same conversation, you won't be able to help them get out of there, out of with the conversation that they're in.
So, Antonio, what does it feel like to be wealthy financially?
Well, you know, Constance, wealthy is a state of mind that you can choose at any time or another. And I say that very specifically because I met a gentleman the other day who, you know, I have to say makes probably 5 to 10 times the amount of money that I make. And this gentleman doesn't feel wealthy. He, you know, it's a really interesting concept, and that's, again, going back to clarity, knowing what it is you want. Because you know, when you get something and you don't, and you find that you don't want it, you find yourself stuck, and that's why sometimes a lot of quote unquote wealthy people are miserable. But you know, Constance, it's a good feeling. It's a really good feeling to be able to buy the things you want when you want it to be. It's a good feeling to be able to do the things that you want to do when you want to do them. even being able to help others in need. You know, I've been helping too many people recently, and kind of had to cut back. I had my financial advisor say, "Listen, man, you know, you're not a bank. You know, you got to stop giving away your money to people, particularly people who aren't paying you back when they say they're." But that's another story in itself. But it's a good feeling to be able to do that when that situation presents itself. So it's a good feeling, but the reason why I say, as I said at the very beginning of my answer, that it's a feeling that you can feel at any given time, is that it's really not about the money. Yeah, when you make a certain amount of money, yeah, it puts you in a certain income bracket. That's okay, understandable. But where the real feeling is the feeling that you can hold without a dime in your pocket. That's the most important piece of this, is being able to capture that feeling even prior to the money actually showing up. So the reason why I want to emphasize that is because I don't want to create the conversation in people's minds of, when I'm wealthy, I will feel blank. Because if you are putting off wealth putting off this feeling for the sake of wealth, or even vice versa, you're just going to continue pushing it out further and further in front of you. You ask the majority of millionaires, 99.9 millionaires who are out there, you know, will tell you that it was about feeling like a millionaire prior to actually having the money show up.
Absolutely.
So that's why I want to make sure that I don't create the conversation of, oh, well, this is what wealth feels like, because you can feel this now, and the feeling of it now is what actually brings about the money. That's the key to it.
And it also allows you to be creative, because if your mind is not on money, then you can be more creative, and there's freedom with money.
Yep, exactly.
I call it money with a mission, that when you have money, that money should have a mission in your life. And I sense that with you, because you're such a giver, and you're always helping people and sharing. And I just feel that your motives are just very pure and really helping to take people to the next level in their lives. And you're so great at doing it, Antonio.
Well, thank you. I definitely do appreciate it. It's a part of my calling. It's a part of why I'm here. So I couldn't see myself doing anything else.
So we have about 7 minutes left. Can you believe that? Share with our listeners how they can contact you. How can they get your new book? What's in the book? How will it change their lives, your CDs, your blog, et cetera?
Well, you can reach me and kind of get to everything by going to antonioblog.com. And I have links on that site to everything, ways to contact me, ways to find the rest of my products. But if you want to go directly to getting the book, Money Magnetizers, just go to howtomanifestmoney.com. And I would even recommend just going there anyway. Even if you don't want the book, that's fine. But How to Manifest Money is a new blog that I started recently, and it's all about the concept of using law of attraction, using thought creation techniques to actually attract money. And I specifically say thought creation techniques because we're going a little bit deeper than the law of attraction. We're expanding into other avenues, but the entire site is about attracting more money. You'll find a lot of great posts there. You'll find a lot of great tools and resources that we're adding things all the time. But you will definitely see a really big banner once you go there. You'll see a big thing that says Money Magnetizers. So if you wanted to get the book, you can get it there. I've priced it what I like to consider economically at $19.99. I mean, literally, you know, you can buy a pizza and a couple of drinks for that same
that's
amount.
True.
And as I said in the last email I sent out a couple of weeks ago, you know, pizza makes you fat. This book will make you money. So a lot of people have asked, you know, oh, well, you know, there's $20. I said, well, hey, listen, you know, don't go out to eat one day this week at lunch, or, you know, just make a shift. I very rarely say this about my products, but I have to say this. you really want to get this book. This program is one of my favorites. I've got 39 products on the market right now, and I've got to tell you that this is one of my favorites. It was fun putting together. I've been getting outrageous amounts of positive feedback from people who've actually read it and used it. I'm going to be adding testimonials up on the website soon about how people have, you know, started using the book, and then bam, the job that they were waiting on, just the guy called them the next day, the contract that they thought was going to fall apart actually came together. I mean, just so many things, and I got to say again, this is one of my favorite books out there, so I really, really want to encourage everyone to get it. And again, you can get it at howtomanifestmoney.com. And with everything I offer, it's 100% money-back guarantee. I believe 100% in everything I do, so that if you aren't satisfied for any reason, I will give you every single dime of your money back. No questions asked, for up to 6 months.
Oh, that's a great offer. I know to all my listeners, I'm going to go online because I haven't read your book, and I'm going to go to howtomanifestmoney.com and get your book, Antonio.
Well, and I appreciate that, Constance, and I extend that offer out to everyone who is listening. It's a great program, and I really and truly mean that sincerely, it's one of my best products. I have to say that. It's one of my best products.
Once again, I'm just so grateful that I had you to come on. I knew that I would before the end of the year, but you have been just such a blessing, and you've just given such great insight, wisdom, and knowledge to our listeners. And if I could give you 1 minute to just summarize everything, Antonio, what would be the last word that you would say to our listeners today?
Well, I go right back to, again, one of the most powerful pieces of advice that has changed my life, which was shared with me by one of my mentors, is that your life will not change when you know what to do. Your life will change when you do what you know. So, guys, you've got a great, great teacher in Constance, who is providing her time, her knowledge, and her experience in sharing the powerful lesson that she's doing. Take the things that she's been teaching you and use them in your life. You know, if you're not listening with a notepad right next to you, shame on you. You should be taking notes when Constance talks and brings on some of these powerful, powerful speakers that she's had on here. You should be taking notes and ask yourself, how can I implement the things that these people have told me? You know, if they have a book that runs you through exercises like mine, get it. Get that book and use it. So, because it's so important that you're using these principles. So that would be the best thing, the way I could sum this up, Constance, is just get out there and use the principles that you're learning.
Antonio, thank you so much. We will talk. You've been a blessing to the world. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for being on. And I'm, you know, glad that you brought me on again, and look forward to maybe coming on again sometime in 2010.
Absolutely. Wasn't that a great interview with Antonio Thornton? He's just so powerful, and I just love having him on, and I want you to make sure to remember to go to his website, howtomanifestmoney.com, and get his workbook. As he said earlier, he's very analytical, and so he's really broken down the workbook in very simplistic terms. Well, next Sunday I'll be coming to you live sharing some principles on how to make next year 2010, the year of manifestation in your life. But I do want you to really enjoy the holidays, really enjoy your family. I take time to just meditate and be prayerful, but most importantly, be appreciative and grateful for the things that you have in your life. And so this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show from Atlanta, Georgia, saying to you that I will see you this same time next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And remember, when you change what you think, when you change what you believe, you would change what you manifest, and truly, all things are possible if you believe. Have a great week, and God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.